This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The world saw a record increase in the number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours on Saturday, 212,326, according to the World Health Organization. The United States had the largest increase with more than 52,000 new cases. The U.S. has now counted 2.8 million coronavirus cases, by far the largest number of cases in the world. The worldwide total for COVID-19 cases stands at 11.3 million. The death toll has reached 532,644. Brazil reported 48,000 new cases on Saturday, putting its total caseload at 1.5 million, and India reported 23,000 new cases on Saturday. The World Health Organization says worldwide about 5,000 people are dying of coronavirus every day. The United States, states of Florida and Texas set records for the increase in number of COVID-19 cases on Saturday. Florida reported nearly 11,500 cases, according to the state health department. The state, known for its beaches and other summer vacation attractions, has seen new cases rise by more than 10,000 twice in the past 3 days. Texas reported its biggest daily increase in cases on Saturday with more than 8,200 cases. The number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 patients in Texas also rose to a new high. As of Friday, anyone in Texas must wear a face covering in public or face a $250 fine. Nationwide, the U.S. has lost nearly 130,000 people to COVID-19. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said at U.S. Independence Day celebration Saturday, the country's coronavirus strategy, in his words, is moving along well. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. At least 150 people have been killed in the Oromia region of Ethiopia as riots following the killing of a popular singer continue. Known for his political songs, popular singer Hachalu Hundessa's death has heightened ethnic tensions in Ethiopia as the protests spread to the Oromia region where Hundessa was born. Most of the deaths occurred in Oromia, with others killed in the capital of Addis Ababa by security forces or in cases of inter-ethnic violence in the past week. At least 2,000 people have been arrested. Authorities cut internet services in an attempt to dampen protests, making it difficult for rights monitors to track the killings. Hundessa was gunned down Monday night in Addis Ababa, a week after he appeared on the Oromia Media Network, where he challenged a question about his support for the national government. He noted that he, in his words, didn't support anybody but the Oromo people. The musician was ethnic Oromo, a group that has a long history of being discriminated against in Ethiopia. Japanese meteorologists are warning residents in Kumamoto in southwestern Japan to be on alert for more heavy rain. Floods and mudslides in the past few days have left at least 34 people dead and dozens either missing or trapped in flooded areas. Forecasters say torrential downpours are expected to continue through Monday and Tuesday. Authorities in Kumamoto say many of the 200,000 residents there ignored recommendations to evacuate because of the coronavirus. More than 40,000 soldiers, Coast Guard members, and firefighters are helping with search and rescue operations. Many of the dead and missing are elderly residents of a nursing home near the river. A regional Somali lawmaker has been abducted and killed by al-Shabaab militants near the town of Balad, 30 kilometers north of Mogadishu. Mohamed Siad was traveling in a vehicle to the capital, Mogadishu, when he was abducted on Sunday, according to a security source speaking to VOA's Somali service. The source said the militants drove the vehicle off the road. Officials said they believe the lawmaker was killed soon after he was removed from the vehicle. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the abduction and the killing of the lawmaker. In June of 2018, two regional lawmakers were among 11 people killed in an Al-Shabaab ambush while traveling on the same road. And a rocket attack Sunday targeted Baghdad's Green Zone, home to a number of embassies, including that of the United States. A rocket fell short of its target and instead damaged a nearby house, according to the Iraqi military. And a child was reported injured in the attack. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.